And we're talking about the messages that which are given off when you slow your talking. It was numbers 1 to 5 yesterday, so 6 to 10 today in part 2 of this particular episode from Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice from me, Peter Stewart. Slower speed may add tension or suspense before a surprise. And you can use the pause as well, which we discuss in a few days' time, as a kind of drum roll before a punchline or a release. A slower speed is often required for a video voiceover to give the viewer time to absorb any images or graphics on screen. Complex, sadder, or formal content may benefit from a slower, calmer pace. Slowing your pace will add accuracy and clarity. There's less chance of a mumble or a stumble, and it'll allow better belly breathing and cause more voice resonance. We covered all this in some depth previously in series 1 of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Go back and check out those episodes. They're all clearly annotated in the archive section of your podcast player. And better belly breathing, causing more voice resonance, may make you sound older and more authoritative, more calm, more collected, and more knowledgeable about the subject that you're talking about. I'm back tomorrow with more from Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. And we're also going to be talking about speed traps, the problems associated with talking slowly. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.